Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rob Hilson's with us, folks. Rob's a new friend. He's the small business executive for Bank of America, and recently they have conducted their first edition of the Small Business Owner Report, which is going to be a biannual, semi-annual report that they're going to do on small business, and I'm excited about the fact that we get to tell you about the very first one. Rob Hilson, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Good morning.
Good to have you here, Rob. And, small business owners are the most interesting people in the marketplace to me, Rob, because they make things happen from nothing against all odds, and they're all in. Find me another example of anybody, like I just I said, other than a small business owner. What do you think?
I would agree with you, Jim. They are a very resilient bunch, and the headline for our survey, and we're excited about it, as you said, the first one, and we plan to do it a couple of times a year. Despite all the challenges, stresses of running a small business and the concerns that they have about the economy and some other things, and in what continues to be a very challenging environment, they're an optimistic bunch. They make things happen.
Well, pathologically optimistic. I mean, there's got to be some pathology in there somewhere. I think sometimes this is where we, as optimistic as we are, Rob, we wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and we say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Well, they are very resilient, and they are very resourceful. So I've raised a couple of children, and I know the stresses of raising children. And actually, what they told us was that running a business is three times more stressful and raising children.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, that wasn't number one on the list. Four times managing their personal finances.
Yeah.
And also a couple of times maintaining a healthy relationship with their spouse. But in spite of all that, they're saying that, the outlook for the next 12 months is a good one.
Well, the two ways that your business is like a child, it's really like a teenager. And that is that, you won't always like them, but you'll always love it.
And, well, when I made that comment, I was thinking about my children, my teenagers.
Yeah, you won't always like them, but you always love them. Your business is that way. And the other thing is your business, like a teenager, will always have its hand out for more money, won't it?
Something like that. I just got an email from my college-age daughter. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. And so the financial part of running a business is really heavy, weighs heavy on a small business owner, doesn't it?
It does. What's interesting is that while, a good chunk of them decided to get into business for themselves because they really wanted control of their own destiny, only 27% of them claim to be financially savvy. So they're independent. They're obviously entrepreneurial, but only, a little over a quarter of them say, I've got all the answers. And that means the rest of them are looking for advice.
They need help.
And I hear that from clients all the time.
Mm-hmm. And they're looking for somebody. They are hungry for somebody to help them, and that's where the banking industry comes in, isn't it?
Absolutely right. And so what they tell us is that they need help in speeding up collections. They need help with retirement solutions. They want help with SBA loans. And I hear that a lot. I was with a client a couple of weeks ago in Boston, and they were telling us, they were asking about the epidemic around check fraud. Can you help us with that?
Hmm.
And this business was looking to, they wanted advice on whether they should buy in a foreign currency. They were buying from overseas, and they wanted to know, hey, would that help them get a better margin? So those are the things that are some of the things that are on the minds of small business owners. And it's exactly why we said, we made the determination a couple of years ago, we're going to invest heavily in this business. So we've got almost 1,000 small business bankers now deployed in communities all over America, meeting with small business owners, understanding what their challenges and opportunities are, and it puts us in a great position to help
them. What's the difference in a small business banker and a regular banker?
A small business banker, great question, is focused on small businesses. So pretty
they
logical,
have
right?
Some blinding. Extra, they have some extra training, education. Do they, you know, what is their credential?
Absolutely. So they are qualified to talk about, again, the challenges of a small business owner, how we can help them, whether it's from a cash management standpoint, whether it's from a credit standpoint, whether it's around how we can provide personal solutions for them, whether it's around investments, retirement, or whatever. And these folks, by and large, are charged with spending time at the small business owner's place of business. Again, literally kicking the tires.
They're going to come out to my business. They're not going to sit it behind the desk in the panel walls where I might be intimidated. They're going to get off their backsides and come out to my business.
They're not going to last long if they just sit in the banking center.
That's
exactly
been
right.
One of
they're
the hardest things.
Calling on folks like you.
That's been one of the hardest things for the banking industry to get used to, is to get their bankers up on their feet and in their vehicles and out out where the rubber meets the road, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And again, I have an opportunity to spend a lot of time with small business owners, and they are grateful for the investment that we're making and spending that kind of time. You know, again, the company in Boston, they did about $1 million in annual sales, so not a big company, but certainly in our sweet spot for what we're trying to do with this model.
You're going to have 1,000 total small business bankers. So can I ask for one of those if I walk into a Bank of America and I say, can I speak to your small business banker?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm sending some folks over there, Rob. So I'm just going to give you fair warning here. My folks are going to come up and knock on the door and say, "Hey, I want to speak to your small business banker."
Jim will be waiting for you,
and they'll be able to help with things like SBA loans. Now that's a big deal. All banks, folks, all banks don't make SBA loans. That's one thing that you need to realize. Every bank on every corner doesn't make those, and some do. And if you get turned down by a bank who doesn't make an SBA loan, they're probably just going to say you're turned down. So if you get turned down, it might not be that you got bad credit. It might be you don't have enough critical mass, and that's where an SBA loan can come in. Trust me on this, folks. If it weren't for an SBA loan, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. Back in the 90s, I got one, paid it off. But it was very helpful for me. So find a banker who can help you with that. 20 after Rob Hilson is with Bank of America. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.